U.S. President Donald Trump has been doing things his way for 10 years and mostly getting what he wants. Now, in the form of Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, a right-leaning leader who's found stability at home, Mr. Trump has come across a full-bore politician and power broker who has survived Italian politics and shown that she can push back. Mark Sappenfield looks at an evolving political relationship. It's Tuesday, July 14th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. President Donald Trump said the United States will levy tolls for protecting ships in the Strait of Hormuz. In a message posted on Truth Social, the president said the U.S. will hereby be known as the guardian of the strait as hostilities between the U.S. and Iran continue. He added that ships will be charged 20% of the value of their cargo in exchange for the U.S. providing safety and security, and that the U.S. is also reimposing its blockade of Iran so ships can neither leave nor enter the country. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, was nominated to run for a third consecutive term. When Mr. Bukele came to office in 2019, re-election was constitutionally barred. But his allies in the nation's highest court reinterpreted the country's rules ahead of his re-election in 2024, and Congress last July approved a constitutional change to allow for indefinite re-election. He can now run in the 2027 presidential election. Mr. Bukele won broad citizen approval by implementing security policies that made crime rates plummet. But his public safety approach has drawn criticism from the likes of Human Rights Watch and the U.S. government for severely clamping down on civil liberties and chipping away at independent democratic institutions. Also, the European Commission announced a $1 billion aid package for Gaza. Under the Team Gaza initiative, unveiled at a meeting in Brussels, the money will go toward reestablishing infrastructure for water and sanitation, building up healthcare systems, and other relief efforts. The original partners of the program include 12 European countries, Japan, the World Bank, and the European Investment Bank. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. No one else in Congress had the kind of relationship with President Donald Trump that Senator Lindsey Graham, who died Saturday, had. The Republican from South Carolina influenced the president's thinking on consequential matters, particularly in the realm of foreign policy. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister of Italy, was once seen as a Trump whisperer extraordinaire and potential herald of a far-right swerve in Italy. But she's taken a surprisingly centrist pivot instead, and in recent weeks has distanced herself from the White House. Mark Sappenfeld reports from Rome for The Monitor. Odessa, home to a Ukrainian seaport that is a critical link in the global food security chain, endured its worst winter of Russian attacks since the war began. The coastal city has prepared for a vibrant summer with a determination not just to survive, but to build a better future. Howard LaFranchi reports from Odessa, Ukraine, for The Monitor. In the post-Me Too era, accusations of sexual misconduct have increased. But while some politicians have ended their campaigns or resigned, others have survived such allegations, raising questions about how voters evaluate charges and the impact of partisanship. Sophie Hills reports for The Monitor. This summer's World Cup includes 65,000 volunteers who assist in everything from transporting players to greeting people at the airport. Participants include people from all walks of life, some of whom drive considerable distances to share in the experience. Contributor Eric Nager writes from Boston for The Monitor. Commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how new federal aid is honoring innate aspirations. Starting this month, a working adult in their mid-30s seeking to upgrade their skills will have access to the same source of federal financial aid that is available to a high school graduate heading off to a four-year degree institution in the fall. Workforce Pell Grants, which went into effect July 1st, have the potential to widen the pathway to greater education and economic opportunity for tens of thousands of Americans not able or not ready to pursue a traditional college degree. Until now, these individuals have been limited to their own savings, employer-supported training, or costly loans when seeking to incrementally build their skills and earning prospects. For students who need to be able to access short-term training, Workforce Pell really helps open the door for access to higher education at that bite-sized level, as Sarah Carrico, an administrator at St. Paul College in Minnesota, explained to NPR recently. The law, passed with bipartisan support in July 2025, helps qualifying low-income students support the cost of a non-degree job training that is 8 to 15 weeks long. This includes a range of offerings, often in high demand and well-paying fields such as childcare, nursing, and skilled trades such as welding, truck driving, or auto repair. Previously, eligibility was limited to courses of 16 weeks, a typical college semester or longer. The Workplace Pell Grant represents more than a funding change. It's a shift in federal policy philosophy, according to Strategy Group, Collegis Education. It signals growing recognition that short, focused training can be just as powerful as a traditional degree in driving upward mobility. In fact, a 2021 survey by the Society for Human Resource Management found that more than 90% of executives, supervisors, and HR professionals viewed employees without a degree but with alternative credentials to be about the same or better than those who only hold traditional educational backgrounds. And such alternative credentials, the report noted, were already held by 45% of workers, while 49% were considering earning one. Currently, 4 million students of all ages take non-degree courses at community colleges each year. In the advent of Workplace Pell, according to the American Association of Community Colleges, offers options to design innovative and inclusive credentialing and hiring systems that reliably link talent to opportunities. The Expanded Education Assistance Program is a timely response to evolving economic and demographic conditions. But even more, it honors that innate, often lifelong, aspiration of humanity for continued growth and self-improvement. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how heeding the corrective messages of Christ's truth enables us to take a higher, more peace-bringing road. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Emily Staunton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.